Let's stand to our feet and begin to commit this morning into the hands of the Lord.
让我们知道这时候站立把今天早上的交托给主。
We're thankful that all that is happening is under the full control of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们感谢主，一切所发生的都在主耶稣的掌管控制之下。
Bring us here again this Sunday morning.
我们在今天早上
To allow the power of the Holy Spirit to change our lives.
允许圣灵的大能改变我们的生命。
Lord, we thank you for the power of knowing.
感谢主啊，我们认识你的能力。
That we'll know it by the Spirit.
被你的圣灵所膏抹。
And by the Spirit, we'll defeat the works of the enemy.
借着圣灵，我们能够击败仇敌的力量。
Lord, we thank you that the experiences of men of God in the Bible are also available for us.
主啊，感谢你在圣经里面所讲的他们的经历呢，也是我们能够得到。
That this morning will be a special morning.
这个今天早上是特别的早上。
Lives will be healed.
生命将得医治。
Men and women will be set free.
人们将得释放。
Lord, we pray right now in Jesus' name.
感谢主，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
As we gather in your name.
我们奉你的名聚在一起。
The name that is above every other name.
高过一切的名的圣名。
That the power of the Spirit will rest upon us.
圣灵的大能要降临在我们身上。
Receive your healing this morning.
领受你的医治，今天早上。
Receive the freedom, liberty in the Spirit.
领受在灵里面的自由。
We thank you right now.
我们感谢你。
Holy Spirit, descend upon us, we pray.
圣灵啊，降临在我们身上。这个时候。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
We're gathered again.
我们再聚在一起。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ,
奉主耶稣的圣名。
The name that's higher than every other name,
高过一切名的圣名。
That at the name of Jesus,
奉耶稣的圣名。
Demons will bow,
魔鬼要跪拜。
Sicknesses will yield,
疾病要得医治。
The Spirit of God will prevail and strengthen you further.
神的灵呢，要使到我们得胜，再得胜。
This morning we are looking at the book of Isaiah chapter 6.
今天早上我们看以赛亚书的第六章。
In the year King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on the throne, lofty and exalted, with the train of his robe filling the temple.
当乌西亚王奔的那年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿。
Sometimes,
有时候呢
，What happens sometimes is that we don't appreciate His presence and we don't know His presence. We are blind in His presence.
我们有时候我们不珍惜神的同在，我们受了蒙骗。
It's important to know that sometimes we can't see the Lord because of Uzziah's in our life.
有时候我们看不见神，因为乌西亚在我们的生命。
Sometimes the relationship can be one that steals away the presence of God.
有时候我们跟人的关系呢，使到我们呢不知道神的同在。
As promised last Sunday, as I told you, we'll capture the favor of His presence in our lives.
上个礼拜我答应你们呢，要传讲呢，就是能够捕捉到神的同在的恩宠。
First of all, let's see how it happened.
首先看到它怎样发生。
Because if you don't know the way,
因为如果我们不知道道路，
you will never touch the dimensions of power.
我们就不能够触摸到了这个能力的层面。
But you shall receive power from on high.
但是你要领受这个能力。
As the Holy Spirit comes upon you,
当圣灵降临在你们身上的时候，
give you the power to witness,
给你这个能力来做见证，
the power to heal,
有能力来得医治，
the power to deliver,
有能力来释放，
the power to release truth.
有能力来释放真理，
and set people free.
直到人们得释放。
In Isaiah chapter 6 verse 1,
在以赛亚书的第六章第一节，
I saw the Lord.
我看见神。
The Bible says, one seed planted into the ground, there will be big harvest of wheat.
当我们种什么的时候呢，将会有大丰收。
And so when King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. My eyes became clearer, my vision became focused.
当乌西亚王死的那一年呢，我就看见神，我的意象变得更加清晰。
You must be resolute in your heart to go all the way in God.
你的心要立定的志向呢，要不断的朝向神。
Many Christians want to have a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I call it a chaffan gospel.
很多基督徒要这边一点，那边一点，把它称为呢杂饭的基督徒。
It simply means like a smorgasbord. You have everything you want. You just choose how much you need.
就像你有很多东西，你可以选择你所需要的。
And that's what happens.
这就是所发生的。
They don't know what they want.
他们不懂他们要什么。
The best place to take them is to places like this. There are all kinds of vegetables, all kinds of meat and fish and chicken.
这最好的地方有各种不同的菜肴，各种不同的肉色。
So that they can make a choice.
所以他们可以做这个选择。
But we're not building a seeker-friendly church.
但是我们不所建立的教会不是那种讨人喜悦的教会。
Or let me correct it. We are seeking for the one.True seeker, that is God the Father Himself.
我们乃是建立那个寻找唯一真神的教会。
We have to worship Him in spirit and in truth.
我们必须呢要借着心灵诚实来敬拜神。
The Bible says when we do that,
当我们这样做的时候呢
，The Bible says God is a spirit.
神是个灵。
Those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth.
那个敬拜神呢，必须用心灵诚实来敬拜他。
Sometimes we don't understand
有时候我们不明白
the protocol in His presence.
在神面前的应该拥有的礼仪
Make up your mind to go all the way.
你要立定这个决心，你要去到更远
Because only then you can prove the word.
这样的话，你可以证明你的话
If you cheat on the word,
如果你呢不承诺，不守诺
then you will never see the truth setting you free.
你就不能看见真理神释放你
And Isaiah was prepared to go all the way.
所以以赛亚呢，决定要去到更远。
He saw the Lord.
他就看见了神。
God shows you vision so that He can draw you by His Spirit.
神有时候给我们意象，使得他可以用灵来吸引我们。
God gave a dream to Jacob so that He can wake him up.
神给雅各一个意象、异梦，使得他可以唤醒他。
More than just waking him up, shaking him up.
不单单是震动他、摇醒他。
So that his heart is completely set on God.
使得他的心意呢，完全的归向神。
In as Isaiah moved on into the presence of God,
当以赛亚呢去到神的同在的时候呢
，He saw the Lord.
他看见神
，and he also heard.
他也听见
the seraphims above him.
还有那些天使们在那边呼喊
Each having six wings, two he covered his face, two he covered his feet, and with two he flew.
这些天使呢有各有六个翅膀，用两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔
It's always glorious when you see the Lord.
当你看见神的时候，充满了各种荣耀
and see His throne.
看见他的宝座
But God don't want you to leave.
但是神不要你离开
He wants you to go in.
他要你进入
All the way.
进入到里面
The entrance into the Holy of Holies has been already open.
进入这个至圣所道路为我们而开了
So he heard the angels cry out to one another.
所以听见天使彼此呼喊说
And said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.
圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地
God give us.God encounters
神给我们遇见他
and experiences like that so that we can go all the way.
直到我们有这样的经历能够进入
Because we find that as he entered deeper, he not only saw the Lord, but he heard the angels sing.
因为他进到 更深的时候他不但看见天使他听到 天使在那边呼喊
And when they call out to one another, the Bible says the foundation of the threshold trembled at the voice of him who called out while the temple was filling with smoke.
因天使的彼此的呼喊门界的根基震动殿充满了烟雨
God wants us to enter all the way
神要我们进到更深
That secure path has already been given to us
这个道路呢已经给了我们
We have a great high priest
我们有个大祭司
The one who hears our prayer
那听到我们祷告了
That's why it's important for you to see
所以很重要我们要看见
In the time of capturing the favor of his presence We must go all the way
神同在的恩宠我们必须去到了更深更远
Number two, you will learn things
第二点呢，你在他同在里面可以学习到很多东西。
Go all the way，
你要去到更深更远。
Receive as much as God will give to you，
领受神要给你的。
In one chapter，
在一个章节
of chapter 6，
第六章
，the Bible records how by living in the Spirit we can enter into the presence of God supernaturally。
借着活在灵里面呢，我们可以超自然进入神的同在。
That you be caught up in the Spirit world to see the Lord，
你被捕捉到灵界里面看见神。
Sitting on the throne。
坐在宝座上
God has never abdicated his place. He is always in control.
神不断的没有离开他的位置，神在掌权作王。
And the man of God must respond to his presence.
所以属神的人必须对他同在有这个回应。
We got to hear what the angels are saying.
我们必须听着天使在说什么。
We got to see what happens around the throne.
我们必须看见呢宝座旁
周遭发生什么事情。All that are experiences that God will allow you to experience.
这些经历的都是神允许我们经历的。
The Bible says, then he said, Woe is me, for I'm ruined, because I'm a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people with unclean lips.
那时候以赛亚说，祸在我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中。
For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.
又因我眼见大君王，万军之耶和华。
When we have revelations like this,
当我们有这样意象的时候
revelation of His presence,
这种他同在的启示
and everything around the throne,
一切在宝座周遭所发生的
and how they believe in heaven that the world is filled with the glory of the Lord,
就是在天堂的他的荣光要充满了全地
they cannot see the power of sin,
他们没有不能够看见罪恶的能力
they can only see His nature in everything that is happening on planet earth,
他们只能够看见一切呢神的性情在地上
Our God is good.
我们的神是美善的。
I said our God is good.
我说我们的神是美善的。
He's good all the time.
他是不断的美善。
All the time he is good.
在任何时刻都是美善的。
And how God anointed Jesus, he went about doing good.
神怎样的膏抹主耶稣，他去行善。
And the Bible says, and setting free all those who are oppressed by the devil.
然后释放那些被魔鬼所辖制的人。
So instead of having negative experiences, we can have positive experiences.
所以我们不用有负面的经历，我们可以有正面的经历。
I saw the Lord.
我看见神。
I saw him sitting on the throne.
我看见他坐在宝座上。
I saw him filling the temple.
我看见他充满了圣殿。
I saw him exalted.
我看见他被高举。
And I saw angels above him.
我看见天使在那里。
And they were crying out, "Holy, holy, holy!"
天使在呼喊，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
Looking at the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
他们看着圣父、圣子、圣灵。
And because of them, the whole earth is full of His glory.
因为这样的，他的荣光都充满了全地。
God is not going to share the earth with the devil.
神不会跟魔鬼呢来分享这个土地。
But the meek will inherit the earth.
但是呢，那些温柔的人，他们要得到这个土地。
Bible says, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until all your enemies are made a footstool for your feet.
我主对我主说，坐在我右手边，直到我是你的仇敌，做你的脚凳。
So as we get closer and closer,
所以当我们更靠近神的时候
，we find God.
我们会寻找到神。
Find Him sitting on the throne.
寻找到他坐在宝座上
，filling the temple.
充满了。圣殿
and the angels were singing.
哦，天使在歌唱。
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts.
圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华。
The foundation in that place began to shake.
那个根基的开始的震动。
Trembled at the voice of him who called out while the temple was filling with smoke.
当这个圣殿充满了烟云的时候呢，它整个地上都震动。
We are part of the plan and purpose of God.
我们乃是神的计划旨意的一部
分。We are God's people in Malaysia.
我们乃是神的子民在马来西亚。
But our influence don't stop here.
但是我们的影响力不是在这里。
We have connection in the high places.
我们在天上呢，也可以跟他联系。
And we have connections on earth.
在地上我们也是有联系。
And around the earth.
还在周遭。
We thank God that we can know the favor of His presence.
我们感谢主，可以知道呢他同在的恩宠。
So what happened to him was Isaiah realized that he is unclean, just like the people he is ministering to.
以赛亚发现到他是不洁净的人，好像他那些子民这样。
One of the dangers of pastors is that they become like their people.
牧师的危险就是他们成为那些会友。
They don't take them up higher.
他牧师没把他们带到
更高。But they just come lower.
但是那些子民变得更低。
For all the non-Christians to understand.
只要那些非基督徒能够明白。
For everybody to fit in.
只要每个人能够参进来。
You can't wait for people to fit in. They won't fit in. Sinners won't fit inside the place of God's presence.
罪人不能够进入的那个神的同在。
God wants us to know that if when we capture His presence, we can carry the presence everywhere.
神要我们知道，当我们捕捉到他的同在的时候，我们可以带到他的同在去到各处。
And he asked the Lord, "For my eyes have seen the King."
他说呢，我的眼睛已经看见了神。
So one of the seraphim flew to me with a burning coal in his hand, and which he had taken and taken from the altar with fire that's on fire.
所以有一撒拉佛呢飞到我跟前，手里拿着红炭，是用火剪从坛上取下来的。
He touched my mouth with it, and behold, this has touched your lips. Your sins are forgiven and taken away.
将炭沾我的口，说：“看啊，这炭沾了你的嘴，你的嘴唇便除掉你的罪恶，就赦免了。”
I want to prophesy to you this morning.
我今天早上向你发言。
God wants you in His presence.
神要你在他同在。
He wants you to live in His presence.
他要你活在他的同在。
Live by His presence.
他要你借他的同在而活。
Live through His presence.
就要同在活出来。
And His presence must fill our lives.
他的同在必须充满我们的生命。
The power to change the world.
有这个改变世界的能力。
It's not found in just in our words.
不是在我们话语而已。
But by the power of the Spirit of God.
而是借着圣灵的大能。
Not by might, nor by power.
非靠势力，非靠才能。
But by the Spirit of the Lord.
而是靠着神的灵方的
成事。Something sovereign begin to happen.
所以大能的事情这样发生。
Isaiah comes through the presence, through the vision.
以赛亚呢，借着异象。
He enters right in.
进入这个神的同在。
And he is cleansed.
然后他被洁净。
So when we have sin, sickness, disease, and death, we must go all the way.
所以如果我们有任何的罪孽呢，他疾病，我们必须去到神的同在。
Because the angels use all their strength.
因为天使呢，尽他们一切的能力。
One call out to another.
彼此的呼喊。
They have six wings.
他们有六个翅膀。
Two he covered the face.
两个遮脸。
Two, he covered his feet.
两个遮脚。
With two, he flew.
两个翅膀飞翔。
Even the angels have order.
这天使也是他的程序。
They're not disorganized.
他们不是呢啊，没有被组织的。
They know how to execute God's word.
他们懂得讲自行神的话语。
With the wisdom of God given to them.
借着神赐给他们的智慧。
So one of the angels from the throne.
其中一个天使呢，从宝座那里。
From the altars at the throne.
从那个祭坛那里。
Took a coal and touched his lips.
拿了个火炭呢，触摸了以赛亚的嘴唇。
Isaiah was completely changed.
那时候以赛亚完全的改变。
Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?" Then I said, "Here am I."
我又听见主的声音说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？我说，我在这里。
I'm trying to show you various experiences that you can have in one presence of God.
我曾是跟你知道呢，在他的同在里面可以发生不同的经历。
When God comes to us,
当神临到我们的时候，
the Bible says when the Holy Spirit comes,
圣经讲到当圣灵临到，
He will lead us into all truth.
他会带领我们进入各种的真理。
Even the truth that God wants you in His presence.
神在他同在的真理。
The Bible says that He was cleansed.
圣经告诉我们他是洁净。
So He saw Himself as a man of unclean lips.
他看见他自己的是个有不洁净的嘴唇的人。
But not only He felt that way, but He needed to be cleansed.
他就感觉到这样，他感觉到他自己需要被洁净。
If God is going to give you a second assignment,
如果神要给你第二个使命，
if He is going to call you into the ministry,
如果他要呼召你进入侍奉，
if He is going to call you into service,
如果他呼召你来侍奉他，
for the kingdom,
为了他的国度，
then God's processes are clear right before your eyes.
然后神的这个过程呢，很清楚的在你面前。
You cannot see the Lord,
你不能够看见神
sitting on the throne,
坐在宝座上，
and you be displaced.
然后呢，你就会在不对的地方了。
Your place will never be taken.
你的位置呢不能够被摇动。
Always keep the Lord before your eyes.
你要不断的在神面前呢，你要保留那个位置。
Because we have to do with Him.
因为我们要来是来侍奉神。
We're not just going to heaven. We're going back to Jesus.
我们不单是回到天堂，我们是回到耶稣。
When we die, we're not floating around like ghosts.
当我们死了，我们不像鬼这样飘来飘去。
We don't need Ghostbusters here.
我们不需要抓鬼团队在这里。
We know that God has called us into a special place of favor.
我们知道神呼召我们去到一个特别恩宠的地方。
I saw the Lord.Sitting on the throne,
坐在宝座上。
Fix our faith on Him.
所以我们信心要专注于神。
Fix our eyes on Jesus.
眼目要专注于耶稣。
Because we are going all the way.
因为我们去到更远。
There's a throne set aside for us.
有一个宝座为我们而设置的。
But we must finish our commission.
但是我们必须完成我们的使命在地上。
There's laid up for me a crown of righteousness.
神为我们准备了这个公义的冠冕。
That I can choose to live.
我可以选择活着。
If I finish my assignment.
如果我完成了使命。
And I can choose to stay.
我可以选择继续留下来。
Everyone needs to be blessed.
因为每个人都要需要得到祝福。
Everyone in the body of Christ, even the weakest, to become a mighty nation.
就像个最软弱的，也要成为一个大国。
So after you are cleansed,
所以你洁净之后呢
，you can go for your conquest.
你可以去占领了。
When we are cleansed deep inside our hearts, then God will give us the assignment.
当我们内心呢被神深深的洁净，神会给我们一个新的使命。
I'm sure that this man Isaiah said, "God, give me another chance."
我相信以赛亚说呢，神啊，给我第二次的机会。
I will change.
我会改变。
I'll go for you.
我会为你而去。
I'll do whatever you ask me to do.
我会做你要我做的。
I'll not be speaking like the people.
我不会像那些人这样讲同样的话。
Woe is me, for I'm ruined.
我又破了。
Because I'm a man of unclean lips.
因为我是不洁净嘴唇的人。
And live among a people with unclean lips.
活在了不洁净的嘴唇的人
当中。When God touch your life,
当神触摸你的生命，
everything is going to change.
一切都会改变。
I say when God touch your life,
我说如果神触摸了你的生命，
everything is going to change.
一切都会改变。
God will restore you back to your commission.
神会恢复你去到神要给你的使命。
And I heard the voice of the Lord.
然后听见神的声音。
The spirit dimension is going to be opened up for your life.
所以你的这属灵的层面将为你而打开。
You can go in and don't have to come out.
你可以进入里面，你不需要出来了。
If you, when you do come out, you're completely set free in the power of the Holy Ghost.
当你出来之后呢，你是被圣灵的大能完全的被释放。
Who will go for us?
谁会为我们而去？
Who shall I send?
我可以差遣谁呢？
Then I said, "Here am I, send me."
然后我说，我在这里，请差遣我。
God wants to send people who are touched by the Spirit.
神要差遣那些被他圣灵所触摸的人。
The world cannot change because you don't change.
世界不可能改变，如果你没有改变。
But when we become the agents of change,
但是如果我们成为改变的管道，
we have to model change in our life.
我们必须能够模范这个改变。
What we value at the end of the day is God's presence.
我们所珍惜的价值的最后呢是神的同在。
So I use the word capture the favor of His presence.
所以我使用这个话呢，就是捕捉到他同在的恩宠。
So when you are dwelling among people that can block your vision,
如果你活在了那些不洁净人当中，可以阻碍你的视线的。
The devil will surround you with a company of people who will stop your vision.
魔鬼会使用这一群人呢，能够阻碍你的视线的。
But you're coming free this morning.
但是今天早上你要得释放。
I say you have been set free this morning.
我说你今天早上得释放。
Like Isaiah, you have dwelt among the people.
好像以赛亚他住在不嘴唇不洁的民众。
But you
will
dwell in His presence.
但是现在你必须住在他的同在。
You're changed by His presence.
被他同在，他同在里面被改变。
Change into His likeness.
变成他的形象。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的圣名。
So God said to him.
所以神对他说，
Whom shall I send? Who will go for us? Then I said, Here am I, send me.
我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们而去呢？我就说我在这里，请差遣我。
If you haven't seen the Lord,
如果你从来不看见，没有看见神，
your eyes have not been open,
你的眼目没有被打开，
you're not sure in the spirit,
你不确定在灵界里面，
then there's no assignment for you.
这样的话呢，你就没有新的使命了。
You know, they prophesy in my name,
他们说，耶稣说你奉，他们奉了名，
cast the devil out in his name,
奉我的名赶鬼。
But Jesus said, "I do not know them."
但是耶稣说，我不认识你们。
They are workers of iniquity.
他们乃是作恶的人。
Don't serve God.
不要侍奉神。
If you don't know him,
如果你不认识他,
but when you know him more and more,
但是如果你认识神更多,
you'll serve him more and more.
你会侍奉他更多。
I want you to come with me to John chapter 13.
那么打开了约翰福音的十三章。
John chapter 13.
约翰福音十三章。
The Bible says some unique things about the Lord Jesus Christ.
圣经讲到了关于主耶稣基督的。
John chapter 13.
约翰福音十三章。
Are you ready?
你们准备好了吗？
That's good. Now before.In chapter 13, verse 1,
第一节开始，约翰福音十三章。
Now before the feast of the Passover, Jesus, knowing that his hour had come, and he would depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own, he loved them to the end.
第一节以前呢，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了，他既爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
The Bible said during supper, the devil having already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, to betray him.
吃晚饭的时候，魔鬼已将卖耶稣的意思放在西门的儿子加略人犹大心里。
Jesus, knowing the Father, had given him all things into his hand, and he had come from God and was going back to God. Got up from supper and laid aside his garments, and taking a towel, he girded himself and began to serve the disciples and wash their feet.
耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里，且知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神那里去，就离席站起来，脱了衣服，拿一条手巾束腰，随后把水倒在桶里，就洗门徒的脚。
The Bible is very clear.
圣经很清楚地告诉我们
that this is our example.
这就是我们的榜样。
You believe that?
你相信吗？
The Spirit of God is showing us that Jesus is our pattern.
圣灵告诉我们的，耶稣就是我们的榜样。
In the name of Jesus,
奉耶稣的圣名。
Something fresh is about to happen in our lives.
一些新的事情要发生在我们的生命。
Why do I say that?
为什么这样说呢？
Because I know.
因为我知道。
I believe.
我相信。
That as we like Isaiah change,
好像我们像以赛亚这样改变。
We can understand how he works.
我们知道明白他怎样。
How he labors.
出来他怎样工作。
How the Holy Spirit labors.
圣灵怎样工作。
With us.
跟我们一起同工。
And in travail.
然后在场难
so that he can move the church from church unusual to Zion.
直到他把教会呢从不寻常的教会变成西岸的教会。
Number one, knowing his hour had come.
第一点呢，他知道了时间到了。
The Bible says Jesus lived in this world and he knew time.
耶稣活在世上，他知道了时间。
If you want to capture the presence of God,
如果你要捕捉到神的同在
you need to take time.
你必须花时间
to enter into his presence.
进入他的同在
There's a price to pay.
有一个要付出的代价。
Knowing that his hour had come.
知道他的离世的日子到了。
Number two, knowing those who are our own.
第二点呢，知道我们所爱的人。
And loving them to the end.
然后爱他们到底。
You must know who is yours.
你必须知道什么是属于你的。
You must know this is my pastor.
你必须知道这是我的牧师。
This is my father.
这是我的父亲。
When you identify the person whom you are relating with.
当你辨识那个你所有关系的人。
Then your place is clear.
然后你的地位就很清楚了。
All relationships have boundaries.
一切的关系都会有限制的。
There are some things you cannot do.
有些东西你可以做。
In marriage.
在婚姻里面。
Like divorce.
比如说离婚。
It's not something that God wants.
不是神要的。
Loving each other to the end.
我们要相爱到彼此到老。
He knew that.
他知道。
Because he came to this world to show us the way.
因为他来到这世上，让我们知道那个道路。
Number three, knowing he came from the Father.
第三点，知道他是从父而来。
And was going back to the Father.
现在他回到父那里去。
So you must know when you start, when you finish.
你必须知道你几时开始，几时结束。
But that knowing is in the spirit.
那个知道了，在灵里面的
知道。That's why I'm saying you got to capture the presence of God into your life.
所以你必须捕捉神的同在在你的生命。
And things will change.
然后事情才会改变。
Your ministry will change.
然后你的事工也要改变。
Your life will change.
你的生命也会改变。
All the people around about you will change.
一切周遭的人都会改变。
They won't change you. You change them.
他们不可以改变你，你要改变。
Go back to the community. We got to touch them afresh.
当我们回到社区的时候，我们要重新的触摸他们。
Number four, knowing the Father had given him all things.
第四点，要知道了父呢已经把一切都赐给他了。
Everything is in his hands.
一切都在他的手中。
If he finished the work,
如果你完成了你的事工
，then heaven is liberated.
然后呢，天堂就为你而开了。
Hell is condemned.
然后地狱呢被诅咒。
God wants us to be like him.
神要我们像他这样。
Knowing those who are his own and loving them to the end.
知道了什么是属于你的，然后爱他们到底。
Knowing he came from the Father and was going back to the Father.
知道他从父而来，现在必须回到父那里去。
Why is he going back to the Father?
为什么要回到父那里去呢？
It's called accountability.
这简单要交账。
Father sent you on an assignment.
这样天父呢，给你一个使命。
Then you have to finish the assignment.
你必须完成这个使命。
Then God will give you the next one.
然后神会给你另外一个使命。
Knowing the Father had given him all things into his hand.
知道天父把一切都交到他手中。
You got to know that you know that you know that you know that the devil knows that you know.
你必须知道了，魔鬼也知道你知道。
Because once the devil knows you are not going to play games with him.
当魔鬼知道了你不要再跟魔鬼游玩游戏。
When you exercise authority and power,
你在执行着你的权柄跟能力。
The devil can only take Judas.
这样的话呢，魔鬼只能够呢，
he can't take
利用犹大。
Peter. He can't take Peter because Jesus prayed for Peter.
他不能够利用彼得，因为耶稣为彼得祷告。
How important is prayer?
所以呢，祷告是很重要的。
If you look at the life of Peter, he was in prison and the whole church prayed for him.
让你看彼得的生命，他在监牢里面，整个教会为他祷告。
And then one of the servant girls from the house went in and saw him, but did not open the door because she was so afraid that he was a ghost.
然后一个使女呢，她打开门的时候很害怕，因为她以为彼得是鬼啊。
So she went and told the people.
所以她告诉那些人。
They said that definitely is Peter.
他说了，外面的那个人好像是彼得。
So they came and talked to him, and Peter went.
所以他们就出来跟他说了，彼得进入屋里面去。
And the church was delivered.
然后教会整个都很大的释放。
Peter was delivered.
彼得也被释放。
I'm telling you, you got to know.
我告诉你们，必须知道。
The devil has taken.
魔鬼已经夺去。
Only the heart of Judas.
只有了这个犹大的心。
Because Peter, even though he denied Christ three times, he came back.
虽然彼得呢不认识。否认主三次，但是他还是回来。
When he came back, he was strong.
当他回来的时候，他变得更刚强。
He can strengthen the brethren.
他可以使到他的弟兄也刚强。
When he said after his resurrection, let's go fishing. After Jesus' resurrection, Peter said, let's go fishing.
当耶稣复活之后呢，彼得说，让我们去捕鱼吧。
And then he met them.
然后耶稣就遇到他们。
Spoke to them.
跟他们说话。
Now they know, they understand.
现在他们知道，他们明白。
We must know the power to serve unashamedly.
我们必须知道呢，正是这个能力，然后毫无羞耻的去侍奉。
This is Son of God.
这是神的儿子。
Came to change the world.
来到这里改变世界。
He knew that the Father had given him all things.
他知道天父已经把一切交在他手里。
He got up.
他就起来。
You know, sometimes we cannot serve because we don't know who we are.
有时候我们不能够侍奉，因为我们不知道我们是身份。
We're fighting for position.
我们在为我们的地位啊而争。
Wanting to outsmart one another.
我们要彼此的。
Hoping to go up higher.
气到要爬到更高。
But the Bible says that Jesus,
但是耶稣这里讲耶稣呢
because he loved them to the end,
因为他爱他们到底
he got up from supper,
他就呢、
laid aside his garment and taking a towel, he girded himself,
脱了衣服拿一条手巾束腰
then he poured water into the basin and began to wash the disciples' feet,
然后把水倒在盆里就洗门徒的脚
and to wipe them with the towel,with which he was girded.
并用自己所束的手巾擦干。
So Peter said to him,
所以彼得就对他说呢,
Lord,
主啊,
do not wash my feet.
你不要洗我的脚。
Jesus said, what I do for you, you do not understand now, but you will understand later.
耶稣说, 我为你而做, 你现在不明白, 过后你就会明白。
He said, never shall you wash my feet.
彼得说呢, 你永不可洗我的脚。
Jesus answered him and said, if I do not wash your feet, you have no part in me.
耶稣说, 我若不洗你的脚呢, 你就与我无份。
If we are truly a part of the church, you must be serving.
如果我们是教会的一部分呢，我们必须来
侍奉。Jesus' example.
这是耶稣的榜样。
If the teacher has done it,
因为我们教师已经做了。
The student have to follow.
老师已经做了，学生必须跟随。
If then the Lord and the teacher wash your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet.
他说呢，现在老师为你们洗你们脚，你们必须洗彼此的脚。
For I gave you an example that you should do as I did.
我已经给了你们例子了，你们必须做我所做的。
So if you want to be greater, then serve.
如果你要最伟大的，你必须侍奉。
If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them.
如果你真知道这一切呢，你行出来，你是蒙福的。
The Bible is clear.
所以圣经很清楚的。
That he knew who was his.
他知道他是谁。
He knew his hour has come.
他知道他的时候了，到了。
He knew that he came from the Father, was going back to the Father.
他知道他是从父而来，他要回到父那里去。
He knew that the Father gave him all things.
他知道父已把一切交给他了。
He knew the devil can only take Judas.
他知道魔鬼呢只能够夺取犹大。
And he know how the power to serve.
他知道呢这个服事的力量。
You know, it's very important.
所以很重要。
Because you got to know the strategy.
必须知道这个策略。
Or how to consolidate it after backfire.
怎样呢巩固彼此的关系。
The enemy has Judas has created chaos.
犹大呢制造了这个混乱糟糕的事情。
And there was confusion in the Lord's camp. When Jesus was arrested, they all ran away.
然后耶稣呢被捕了之后呢，他们每个人跑掉了，这些门徒。
You must know.
所以你必须知道。
In your spirit.
在你的灵里面。
The spirit of revelation, understanding, and wisdom.
启示的灵、理解的灵，还有明白的灵。
We're going to get closer and closer in His presence.
我们要更加靠近神的同在。
Let me give you 10 practical points.
让我给你十点呢，很实际的例子。
That you can start today.
你今天可以开始的。
To capture the favor of His presence.
能够捕捉到了神同在的恩宠。
Number one.
第一点。
You've got to hunger and thirst for His presence and pursue passionately all things spiritual.
你必须渴慕神的同在呢，必须而且追求一切属灵的事情。
How badly do you want His presence?
你要很迫切要神的同在。
You must hunger and thirst.
你必须渴慕。
Hunger and thirst is two things that people don't understand.
渴慕呢是人们不明白的。
When you're hungry,
当你饿的时候呢
？When you're thirsty,
当你渴的时候呢
？You can satisfy it now, but in a few hours later, you start all over again.
你可能现在可以得到满足，过了几个小时呢，又在渴了，又在渴，又在饿。
Even though they're breakfast food.
虽然你有早餐
，lunch food is different，
然后午餐的食物也不一样
，and dinner is different，
晚餐也不一样
，supper is different，
还有宵夜也不一样。
But if we eat，
如果我们吃了
，to are full，
吃到饱饱
，or it's advisable not to eat full，
那人们医生劝告说不要吃到太饱
，until you're halfway or give some space for things later or so that your body don't suffer，
吃五分饱了，直到你的身体不会受苦了。
If you hunger and thirst,
如果你渴慕神
it is an exercise that continues all through your life.
这乃是一个锻炼，在你的生命要继续做下去。
So don't start something that you don't want it to be long term.
所以呢，你要开始一件事情，如果你不要长期做下去。
Because if you hunger and thirst, you will hunger and thirst every day.
如果你渴慕的话，每一天都要渴慕。
Because you really want His presence.
因为你真的要他的同在。
And not only you thirst and hunger, but you pursue passionately all things spiritual.
不但他渴慕他的同在呢，他也能热切的追求一切属灵的。
Because Jesus said, if you've done it to one of these little children, you've done it to me.
耶稣说，你当对一个最小的儿子这样做的话呢，是对我而做。
The Bible is very clear that Jesus said,
圣经很清楚告诉我们呢。
You have visited me.
耶稣说，你的造访了我。
You have come to see me.
你来看我了。
When I was in prison.
当我在监牢里面。
He said, when Lord did you were you in prison?
他们问耶稣说，我们几时去监房探望你呢
？If you see someone who is just part of me but young.You give them the same honor.
如果你看见一个属于我的，他虽然很年少，但是你给他们同样的尊重。
We were hungry and you fed us.
当他们在饿的时候，你喂养他们。
When did I feed you?
我几时喂养过你
？If you do it to any one of these little ones in our camp.
如果你对任何一个在神的国度里面最小的一个
，I believe the Lord is saying to us.
我现在神对我们说了
，We got to have passion till the finish.
我们必须有这个热忱，直到我们完成。
Love His presence so much that you want Him to stay with you.
这样爱神的同在呢，直到神呢要跟你在一起。
The Bible says in Genesis 18.
是创世纪的十八章。
Genesis 18.
创世纪十八章。
In chapter 18, verse 3 and 4.
第三跟第四节。
Abraham said, "My Lord, if I have found favor in your sight, please do not pass me by."
亚伯兰说：“我主，我若在你面前蒙恩，请你不要离开仆人往前去。”
And then it's in that time that God began to speak to him. Shall I hide from Abraham what I'm about to do?
那时候神就开始说话，说神说了我要做的事情，我要向亚伯兰隐藏吗
？If the presence of God stay with you closer and closer,
神的同在呢，不断的靠近你
，you will begin to discover more of His plans.
你就会开始发现到更多神的计划和旨意。
People say I don't understand.
人们说我不明白。
Why God is saying this and saying that?
为什么神这样说这样说
？Because if you follow and obey,
因为当你跟随还有顺服的时候
，something sovereign will happen.
某些大有能力的事情将要发生。
He said, "Please let a little water be brought and wash your feet and rest yourself under the tree, and I'll bring a piece of bread that you may refresh yourself. After that, you may go on, since you have visited your servant." And they said, "So do so, so do as you have said."
第四节，容我拿点水来，你们洗洗脚，在树下歇息歇息。我再拿一点饼来，你们可以加添心力，然后往前去。你们进到仆人这里来，理当如此。
Obviously, that you know that Abraham had already met Melchizedek in chapter 14 of Genesis.
在创世纪第十四章已经遇见了麦基洗德祭司。
So in chapter 14, the angel came to him.
然后第十四章呢，这个天使就来找他。
Now the angels appear to him in memory.
耶稣呢, 天使就向他显现,
Chapter 14, Melchizedek initiated the Holy Communion,
第14章呢, 这个麦基奇德,
which is a picture of Jesus' death and resurrection. He said to the angel, if I found favor in your sight, please do not pass me by.
他就跟天使说呢,
we want God to be near.
我们要神靠近我们,
he is getting nearer.
他现在神更加靠近我们,
you and I as a church must really seek for his presence.
你跟我呢, 必须呢,
and pursue all things spiritual.
追求一切属灵的事情,
you are a worshipper as well as a server.
你是一个敬拜者,
thou shalt worship the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul and strength.
你要全心全意全心地来侍奉神,
we do what we know. Because the more we know of him, the more we want to worship him. Hunger and thirst for his presence. Pursue passionately all things spiritual. Number two, you must not only have a hunger and thirst for his presence, you must set aside quality time to draw near to him. To fully concentrate,
完全的专注,
so that God can speak to you further. I believe the day is open. We are living in a double decade of open heavens. God promised to bring his presence back.
神应许呢, 把他同在带回来,
and not just visit you, but make you his habitation.
不单单是来造访你呢,
in the 7 months
在这七个月里面呢,
that are ahead of us,
在我们前面七个月,
we must set aside quality time to draw nearer to him.
我们必须花呢,
this is the best time to do because you cannot do very much outside your house.
这是最佳的日子,
so set aside good time.
所以要花好的时间,
good quality time.
有数字的时间,
and begin to press into his presence. Talk to him.
跟神说话,
when I was 16 years of age,
当我16岁的时候呢,
I was sitting by the beachfront.
我坐在海滩,
that has some at the beachfront, I put my legs into the water of the at the seashore.
然后我把脚呢, 啊, 放在海水里面,
and then I began to call on him.
然后开始来呼求神,
said quietly in that corner,
在那里也坐在角落,
and began to talk to him like a friend.
开始好像跟朋友这样跟神说话,
this will change your life.
这会改变你的生命,
when you come to worship him,
当你来敬拜他的时候呢,
because you capture the favor of his presence, his presence will get real.
他的同在的恩宠, 他的恩宠是很真实的,
and you can feel his presence filling you, his anointing filling you from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet.
你可以感觉到真的恩宠, 还有恩膏呢, 高莫你, 从你的头到你的脚,
hunger and thirst for him.
要渴慕他,
set aside quality time to seek him.
花有数字的时间来寻求他,
don't waste time by just doing everything. Just follow, read the Bible, pray, ask the Lord to give you an answer.
不要浪费你的时间, 不断花时间来祷告, 亲近神,
because the spirit of revelation is here. When he is here,
当他在这里,
he will walk with us,
他会跟我们一起行走,
talk with us,
跟我们说话,
and when he breaks bread, your eyes will be open.
当他呢,来拜饼的时候呢,
so never let the presence of God leave you.
所以不要让神的同在离开你,
even if you have difficulties in your life,
就算你的生命遭到困难,
you don't tithe, you don't honor God in your substance,
或者你不要给十分一给奉献,
keep moving on.
但是你要继续向前进,
keep pressing into the presence of God.
继续地来进入神的同在,
because when he changed you,
因为当神改变了你,
he changed you completely.
他完全地改变了你.
That's a good thing about God. He doesn't leave surgery to first biopsy and then surgery. He knows all things well because you are his body.
因为神知道你的一切, 你是他的肢体的一部分.
God is going to set us free from fear.
所以神要从, 啊, 各种惧怕中释放我们.
God is putting his arms out to welcome you.
神呢,召开他的手呢, 要欢迎我们.
But condemnation and guilt can destroy your life.
那些罪恶感呢, 会毁灭我们的生命.
But Jesus knew that only one was possessed, Judas himself.
但是耶稣知道只有唯一一个出卖他的是犹大.
All the others were connected to him.
其他人都是跟他有联系的.
In the power of darkness, you must learn to pray.
在黑暗的势力当中, 我们要学习祷告.
And you must learn to pray together.
必须学习怎样在一起祷告.
Jesus said to Peter, James, and John, wait here, tarry with me for another hour.
耶稣跟他门徒说, 你们在这里啊, 跟我一起祷告一个小时。
But the moment he left, they all slept.
但他耶稣上了山去祷告说, Jesus said, 耶稣说,
if you pray,
如果你祷告,
you will strengthen yourself.
你会使你自己有力量。
If you pray,
如果你祷告,
fear cannot touch you.
惧怕不能触摸你。
But because they did not pray, pray. A lot of commotion happened at Gethsemane.
很多事情就发生在哥西马尼园。
If you want to go up higher,
如果你要去到更高,
hunger and thirst for his presence.
所以你要渴慕他的同在,
set quality time.
花数字的时间,
what time is really good time?
什么是最好的时间呢?
Night time.
晚上吗?
Then you cannot pray aloud.
晚上也不能大声祷告,
daytime.
白天,
you can pray louder because most people are not around, but they're working.
比较大声祷告, 大部分都没有在家, 在工作,
but during this season,
但是在这个时刻,
most people are in the house
大部分人都在家中,
because of COVID-19. So it's the best time to take it. There's an opportunity to make it the best time of your life.
所以呢,这时候每个在家中也把这个时间成为你最好的时间。
What the devil send against us
魔鬼要给我们的,
cannot stop us.
不能够拦阻我们。
What we send from inside our hearts, the signal is lost, the frequency is lost, then you will stop everything.
如果你心中的频率失去的话呢,一切东西都会停顿下来啊。
Number four,
第四点,
meditation on His Word day and night.
你要日夜默想神的话语,
saturate your mind
你的思维要充满了,
with His Word,
充满了神的话语,
with His principles,
还有神的原则,
with His values,
还有神的价值,
that's what you got to do every day.
这是每一天你要做的,
hunger and thirst,
渴慕他的同在,
quality time,
花数字的时间,
and meditate on His Word.
默想他的话语,
because when you first read the Word, you don't understand. Second time you read the Word, you may understand a little bit. Third time you read the Word, the same word, it becomes clearer and clearer to you because understanding and wisdom will be given. If you really want to capture God's presence, you must be audible.
如果你要捕捉神的同在了，你必须发出声音。
You must verbalize the words. Sometimes people just close their eyes and go to sleep. If they close their eyes, they imagine all things.
闭上眼睛的很多幻想啊,
but God wants to set us free.
但是神要释放我们,
I say God wants to set us free.
我说神要释放我们,
that in these seven months,
在这七个月里面呢,
it's over.
七个月过后呢,
we'll be at the next level.
我们到了另外一个阶层,
where there are no devils.
在那里没有魔鬼,
so we can build with the pastor.
所以我们可以跟牧师一起建造,
build with the leadership.
跟领袖一起建造,
as we have restructured the church.
当我们重组教会,
God will fill it with His glory.
神会用他荣耀充满,
if we build it with it, according to His pattern, He will fill it with glory.
我们借着他的模式来建造, 神用他的荣耀充满,
we build, He fills.
我们建造他充满,
so meditate on the Word day and night.
所以日夜默想神的话语。
Number four, verbalize what is happening in your spirit.
第四点呢, 在灵界所发生的, 你要发宣告出来。
Like when you pray in tongues.
比如说你在祷告的时候,
sometimes you pray, 库拉巴拉山达拉巴山达拉巴山达拉巴山达拉巴,
用方言祷告, 有时候祷告的,
you are aggressive.
那时候你很激烈,
what does it mean?
那意思是什么呢?
Why is your spirit aggressive?
为什么灵祷告很激烈呢?
Because demonic presence is around.
因为你感觉到了有魔鬼的同在,
limitations are around.
有限制,
but sometimes when you pray in tongues,
有时候你祷告方言的时候,
you lift your hand and pray in tongues,
你举起你的手用方言祷告,
you don't have the aggressive tongue,
你没有激烈的那种方言,
but you have a mellow tongue.
但是呢, 你又好像温柔的,
you start to sing.
你开始用方言来唱歌,
the reason is because your spirit is free.
为什么呢? 因为你的灵很自由,
you can have a body checkup every day.
你每天都可以检查身体,
just like when, during the COVID-19,
就好像呢, 这新冠肺炎啊,
everyone going into the restaurant was,
每个去餐馆的时候, 他们就要,
well, they use the instruments for the, to check the temperature, and if you got cough and cold that has not been checked on, you must go and check it.
他们就要检查你的温度啦。
So God is good to us.
所以神对我们是美好的。
I hope our spirit is strong.
我相信希望我们的灵是刚强的。
So that we can speak.
让我们可以说出来。
When we sing in the spirit, God gave us the Holy Spirit and language of tongues for a major reason to keep us in top, tip-top condition.
神给我们方言呢，是使到我们能够处在巅峰的状态。
In season, out of season.
在时, 这个时候还是不是时候,
we must preach the word.
我们必须传讲神的话语。
So you sit down in a quiet place.
如果你坐, 啊, 坐在一个安静的地方,
but don't be quiet.
但是你不要安静。
Don't go to sleep.
不要睡觉了。
Just begin to use your words and talk to him like a friend.
使用你的话口呢, 跟他谈, 交谈, 好像跟朋友交谈一样。
Imagine he's in the same room with you.
而想像神跟你在同样的房间。
And it's your special time to talk to him.
这是你特别时刻来跟神交谈。
When you open your mouth and start to speak, your spirit is spirit, your word is spirit and life.
当你张开你的口讲话的时候, 你的话语就是生命, 就是灵。
And something from heaven can touch your life, immediately you will be connected.
那时候从天堂来的东西呢, 可以触摸你的声音, 马上呢, 你就可以跟神联系了。
The Bible says, Jacob saw a ladder.
圣经告诉我们，雅各看到梯子。
At the other end of the ladder was the Lord Jesus Christ.
在天梯子的最上端的是主耶稣基督。
And angels were ascending and descending.
所以看到天使在梯子那边上升跟下升。
What does that mean?
什么意思呢？
It means that God has been there before Jacob arrived.
就是神在那里的，当雅各还没来到那个地方的时候。
The heavens already been opened.
天堂已经被打开了。
The Bible says the angels were ascending and descending, not descending and ascending, ascending and descending.
天使呢在上升又在降下来。
Because in Genesis chapter 32, it calls it the camp of angels.
因为创世纪那边讲到那个天使的营在那里。
Angels camping down in order to arrest Jacob.
天使在那里。杂营啊，因为他要捕捉到雅各。
So the God of Bethel was there.
所以呢，这 Bethel 的神在那里。
And was ready to receive this man.
他在那里呢，要领受接受这个人。
So God put in him a dream.
所以神就给他一个梦。
Please remember, you and I cannot go to God if God doesn't want us. We cannot go.
我们不能够去到哪里，如果神不允许我们去到他那里的话。
But if He wants us to be in His presence, then come.
但是如果神要我们去到他的同在
with everyone that you know with,
我们就要进去神的同在
because nobody can stop God's presence.
因为没有人能够拦阻神的同在
if he is for us,
如果神是帮助我们的
who can be against us?
谁能够抵挡我们呢
and so we got to verbalize,
所以我们必须发出声音
use our words,
宣告出来用我们的话语
to communicate with the spirit,
跟在灵界里面跟神沟通
use our words,
使用我们的话语
to create atmosphere,
来创造这个气氛
sing out of love,
然后用爱的唱出来
even cry before you because you're loving him
在神面前呢来呼求你爱他
so your whole life will be so powerfully changing the atmosphere around you
所以你整个生命呢你都会改变因为你改变
when you come out from your room your family members can sense something happen
你从房间出来的时候你的家庭成员会感受到一些不同
how you talk to him
你怎样跟他交谈
why you talk to him the way you're talking to him
为什么你跟他交谈
all will depend
这是他是
On what they experience.
就是都是关于你的同你的经历。
Number five.
第五点。
Be God conscious.
你要察觉神的同在。
Keep your mind focused.
所以你的思维要专注于他。
So that when you pray.
所以当你祷告的时候。
You don't get involved in any other thing.
你不参没有参与别的东西了。杂念了。
Sometimes it's called daydreaming.
有时候你在发我们称为白日梦。
Your eyes is open but your brain is shut.
你的眼睛虽然打开，但是思想呢却关闭了。
We must verbalize.
所以我们要发出声音。
We must speak.
我们必须说出来。
Talk to him.
跟神说话。
He's just imagine he's in your room.
想象了神在你的房间。
He wants to reach out to you.
他要来触摸你。
You're the only one in the room.
你是唯一一个在你房间的。
Reach out to him. Talk to him.
你要触摸神，你要跟神说
话。Then you see, you'll feel his presence.
然后你会感觉到神的同在。
Not only know that he said in the Bible, but you'll feel his presence on earth.
你不单单是知道神的同在在圣经，你是感觉到他的同在在地上。
Your mind becomes alerted.
所以你的思想呢，就感觉到很。
To the presence of God dwelling within.
很察觉到神的同在在你的周遭。
So when you pray in tongues.
所以当你用方言祷告。
Is an aggressive tongue.
如果是激烈的方言。
Then you know.
然后你就知道。
Demonic presence.
然后有魔鬼的同在。
When you worship.
当你敬拜。
And you can feel free. You can sing in the spirit.
你可以感觉到很自由，可以在灵里面歌唱。
What is happening is that you now have this consciousness of God's Spirit.
发生什么事情？就是讲了你的灵开始察觉到神的同在。
Then when you open your mouth and begin to pray,
当你张开你的口开始祷告
，and use words,
使用话语
，choice words,
你所选好的话语，选择性的话语。
If you want to borrow from the book of Psalms,
如果你要借的话呢，你要从诗篇里面
read Psalms, read the book of Psalms,
读诗篇。
Because there are ways how you can communicate what same thing in different ways.
因为呢，你可以怎样跟神沟通，用不同的方式。
There are 150 psalms.
有155个诗篇啊，55章。
And all the psalms tell you is how David and his men and the people chosen there to express themselves before God.
诗篇都讲到了这些诗人呢，他们怎样呢，在神同在呢，然后表达他们自己。
If you have no words, then borrow.
如果你没有话语的话呢，你去借诗篇的话语吧。
How do I know it works?
我怎么知道他行得通呢？
Eli said to Samuel,
以利跟撒母耳说呢，
when he calls you again,
当他呼叫你的时候呢，
just say,
你要说，
here am I,
我在这里。
So when he called his name, Samuel, Samuel,
所以当神在呼喊
He heard.
撒母耳说，撒母耳，撒母耳，他听到了。
He began to respond.
他开始回应。
Lord, here am I.
主啊，我在这里。
Lord, here am I.
主啊，我在这里。
So you can see that this works. Then suddenly, the Lord was made known to Samuel.
他就说出这句话语的时候，忽然间呢，神就显现在撒母耳面前了。
Be God conscious.
所以你要察觉神的同在。
So your mind is always tracing the pathway of the Spirit.
你的思维呢，要不断的默想呢，这是属灵的事情。
Number six.
第六点。
worship in spirit and in truth.
在灵里面敬拜神，用诚实跟。
And know him as your father.
然后你要认识他是你的父亲。
Worship him in spirit and in truth.
用心灵跟诚实来敬拜神。
The more you read the Bible,
你读圣经更多。
The more you got to take what you're reading.
你必须支取更多你所读的。
And begin to turn it into prayer.
然后开始的把它转成祷告。
All the contents of what you learn.
一切内容你所学习到的。
Can be used to pray.
你要使用它来祷告。
And when you do that,
当你这样做的时候呢？
You are now launching a massive attack with God's spoken word.
你就好像呢，啊，发出攻击的，用神的话语。
Because the Bible is very clear,
因为圣经很清楚地告诉我们
that you and I need to speak.
你跟我必须说出话来。
We speak God's presence.
我们说出神的同在。
We declare what God is doing in our hearts.
宣告神在我们心中做什么。
We become God conscious.
我们就能够察觉到神的同在。
And when we become God conscious,
当我们有察觉到神的同在呢？
We must know that we are the people He is seeking.
我们必须知道神在寻找怎样的人。
He is seeking for.
他在寻找什么？
In this hour.
寻找呢，用心灵
诚实。Worship him in spirit and in truth.
神在寻找用心灵诚实敬拜他的人。
For such the Father seeks to worship him in spirit and truth.
这就是天父所寻找的那些用心灵诚实敬拜他的。
Amazing things will happen in the 7 months.
所以这奇妙的事情在七个月里面将会发生。
If you worship in spirit and truth.
如果你用心灵诚实的敬拜神。
As the Father seeks those who will worship him that way.
神就在寻找那些用心灵诚实敬拜他的。
Number 7.
第七点呢,
you must be ready to receive.
你必须准预备好来领受,
instructions to follow.
有这个指示从神而来的,
instructions to follow.
从神而来的指示,
commandments to be obeyed.
或者是什么命令我们要跟顺服的,
this is important.
这是很重要,
you must follow every command.
你必须跟随每一个命令。
Number 7, you need to be ready for assignment.
预备好神要给你的使命。
God don't want you to just hear him, but hear his heart.
神不要你的是听他的话语，他听让你听他的心意。
Do as I do, Jesus said.
耶稣说，我所做的你们要去做。
A slave is not greater than his master, nor is the one who is sent greater than the one who sent him.
一个仆人不能够高过他的主人，那些受差遣的不能够高过那差遣他的人。
If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them.
如果你知道这一切呢，你去做的话，你是蒙福的。
I know the ones I have chosen.
我知道我所拣选的人。
But it is the scripture that may be fulfilled.
这使到了圣经能够被
成就。He who eats my bread has lifted up his heel against me.
那些呢能够抵挡我的。
You know, the Bible is clear that Jesus spoke to the Father.
圣经告诉我们呢，耶稣对天父说呢。
And the Father heard his voice.
天父听到他的祷告。
And something supernatural happens when you hear his voice.
超自然的事情发生，当天父听到他的祷告。
You must be ready for work.
所以你必须预备好要去做工。
He who hears these words of mine and act upon them, even he is a wise man.
那些听到了话语的去行动了，他是一个聪明的建造者。
For I did not speak on my own initiative, but my Father himself who sent me has given me a commandment.As to what to say and what to speak.
因为我不是凭我自己的心意说出来的，是我的天所差遣我的天父，他给我的命令，我听到什么我就说什么。
I know that his commandments is eternal life. Therefore, the things I speak just as the Father has told me.
我所说出的话语，我知道它是永恒的生命，所以呢，天父告诉我说什么，我就说什么。
You're going to be open for assignments.
所以呢，神会给你使命。
It's no use just being cleansed and sit in your own place like before.
你受到洁净了，但是坐回同样的位置是没有用的。
Isaiah was cleansed.
以赛亚受了洁净。
And he said to God.
他对神说。
Here am I, send me.
我在这里，请差遣我。
Your word after you've been cleansed, you're ready for conquest.
然后呢，你受到洁净之后呢，你要准备预备好要出去外面征服了。
Say after me, hunger and thirst.
跟我一起说呢，渴慕。
For his presence.
渴慕他的同在。
And pursue passionately all things spiritual.
热忱追求一切属灵的。
Number 2, set aside quality time to draw near to him.
第三点呢，要花数字的时间来的亲近神。
If you spend half an hour quality time, it's going to be better than sleeping along the way.
如果你花半小时有数字的时间好过了在那里睡觉啊。
A lot of people do morning devotion at night.
很多人呢在晚上呢做早晨的应该做灵修。
You know, you go to the restaurant, you ask them for some food that they serve only at breakfast. They say, sir, we don't have it anymore.
你去到餐厅呢，你是要早餐，其实他们说呢，现在你晚上了，我没有给你早餐啊。
Meditate on his word day and night.
所以呢，日夜默想神的话语。
Verbalize, let me speak, not just close your eyes and think.
宣告神的话语，不是。
Nothing is going to happen.
不是想啊想啊想啊。
If you hear these words of mine and think, that's not what Jesus said. You hear these words of mine and do.
你听到神的话语的不是想想而已，你要做出来，行出来。
You are building, not just blessing.
你在建造，你不是在祝福。
And that's why it's important to walk in worship.
所以很重要来敬拜。
Of spirit and truth.
用心灵跟诚实。
Because the Father seeks those who worship Him.
因为天父的心找这样敬拜他的人。
As I given to you, number 7, you must be ready for the assignment.
第七点，预备好接受你的使命。
So that you are ready for the next phase of your life.
让你可以准备去到你生命的另外一个阶层。
After the 7 months, I hope that you are really engaged completely in doing what God wants.
七个月过后了，相信希望每一个人都能够做神要你做的。
We are doing our best to keep you alive.
我们做我们尽我们的能力，使让你们继续活着。
Keep you stronger.
继续刚强。
Keep you healthier.
使让你们继续健康。
So that the blessing of God can continue the rest of your family.
使让神的祝福可以继续的流到你的家庭。
Stand to your feet. Let me pray for you this morning.
让你且让今天早上为你祷告。
That you will enter into a new dimension of life.
你可以进入一个新生命新的层面。
Father, that you will open up your heart more and more to us.
你要敞开你的心意，更加的朝向我们。
Let us seek after you urgently and intentionally.
当我们来寻求你的时候
，Lord, we thank you for your presence.
那感谢你的同在。
You said you will never leave us nor forsake us.
你说你从来不撇下我们，不丢弃我们。
But you stand before us and behind us.
你会在我们面前，在我们后面。
You be like the angels' army.
就好像一整一个天使
surrounded us.
天使的军队的环绕着我们。
God, you open the pathway of life.
使你敞开了生命的道路。
So that we may touch you.
使我们可以触摸你。
We don't want to go back.
我们不要倒回去。
The same as we came.
同样的方式。
After 7 months, we expect something supernatural to happen.
七个月后，期待超自然的事情将要发生。
In our lives,
在我们的生命。
In Jesus' name,
奉耶稣的圣名。
I pray for the spirit of revelation and wisdom and understanding.
祷告智慧、启示、理解的灵。
To become part of our church,
成为我们教会的一部分。
In these 7 months,
在这七个月内。
You walk in wisdom,
我们会用智慧行走。
You walk in understanding,
来理解。
You walk in revelation,
有这个启示。
And you walk with Him,
跟神一起行走。
In Jesus' name,
奉耶稣的圣名。
Now, if I found favor in your sight,
如果我在里面蒙恩，
linger with me.
继续留下来。
He said to the angel, and the angel said, "Go and do what you desire. I'll be here."
他就跟天使说，天使说，你去做你应该做的。
We must learn how to keep God's presence in our midst.
我们必须懂得怎样呢保留神的同在在我们的生命。
That's why we present to you worship.
所以我们告诉你们这个敬拜。
Message.
我们给你讲信息。
All these things for your benefit.
这些东西都是为了你们的益处。
So that in knowing God.
当你们认识神，
you'll set a new generation free.
你会使到你的下一代呢得释放。
I trust our church will become stronger by the 7 months.
我相信在七个月后，我们教会更加的刚强。
With all the efforts that have been put in,
一切我们的努力，
that you'll be the better.
你要变得更好。
You'll be stronger.
更加刚强。
You'll be sharper.
更加敏锐。
You'll be wiser.
更加有智慧。
More discerning.
更加能分辨。
You'll be healthier.
更加健康。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的圣名。
Be blessed.
要蒙福。